Well, good morning, TNC family, on this third Sunday in December, where today here we conclude our series exploring the Christmas story, the story of Jesus' birth, rooted in the scriptures, Matthew 1 and 2 and Luke 1 and 2. And specifically now, I just want to make two observations from the text, from arguably the most famous verses in the Christmas story, Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. They are words from the angels to the shepherds on the hill that night long ago. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And two things jump out at me here this year. First, it's the birth, the moment in history. And then second, it's that the one birth is good news of great joy for all people. First, the birth. Secondly, the good news for all people. First, the birth, because according to archaeologists, anthropologists, and demographers, there have been about 117 billion human births since the dawn of human history. But only one is the root of why, when you got up this morning and took a look at your cell phone and you saw the date that was there, what you saw was December 17, 2023, and we rarely think about this when we look at or write a date, but 2023 is 2023 years from today. In the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. 2023 years from the birth of this little baby named Jesus. You can't open a website. You can't look at a cell phone or a receipt or a calendar or a schedule of upcoming events. You can't write a check without being reminded of today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He was born 20 centuries ago to an impoverished couple in an obscure village in an unimportant corner of the world. Maybe only a few hundred people ever met him. Maybe only a few thousand people ever heard him. He never traveled outside his region. He never wrote a book. He never got a patent for any inventions. He never held an office. He never led an army. He never governed a nation. He didn't even have a home. And yet, since his birth, his story and his teachings and his life have moved people to sacrifice their finances, possessions, safety, careers, even their lives. That one name, Jesus, has inspired the founding of more organizations, the building of more universities, the naming of more cities, the creation of more hospitals, the launching of more charities, the writing of more books, the expression of more great art, the interest in more science than any other name in history. He's transformed more hearts and minds than any other person in history. That one birth out of 117 billion. I was thinking, what if you could have gone back there in a time machine and woken up somebody back there in Bethlehem on the night of Jesus' birth 2023 years ago and told them that there's a little baby being born in your village tonight? And 2023 years later, people all over the world will be gathering to remember his name and sing his praises and hear his story and honor his name. And there will be festivals in Hyde Park, London, Budapest, Hungary, Rockefeller Center, New York City, San Fernando, Philippines, Krakow, Poland, Dublin, Ireland, Tokyo, Japan, Shanghai, China, Hanoi, Vietnam, Sydney, Australia, Moscow, Russia, San Jose, Costa Rica, Atlanta, Georgia, and on and on. And on, because today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. Who would have believed it? And further, TNC, who would have believed that his later life and teachings would change the way everybody thinks about humility and justice and hope and love and human rights and civil rights and the divine dimensions itself? Who would have thought? But we are here, and the obvious question is, why? Why? Well, now to the second thing that jumps out at me from this text. Number two, his birth is going to be good news of great joy for all people. Verse 10, the angel said, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. That is almost an impossible statement to believe, and yet the angel says it. It's almost impossible to believe because not many things are good news of great joy for all people. For example, if the San Francisco 49ers win the Super Bowl, that is, well, that might be good news for folks who have grown up or live in Northern California, maybe for a few other bandwagon fans, for the family members of the players. But that's not good news for everybody. Or what if the movie Barbie wins Best Picture this year at the Golden Globes and the Academy Awards? Well, I'll tell you what, that is good news for some, but not all. And what if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce get married in 2024? Good news for, well, them, I guess, and their immediate fans, but it's probably indifferent news at best for most. Or what if the company that you work for downsizes next month, but you keep your job and, in fact, you get a raise? Is all of that good news? Well, maybe for you, but not necessarily for the former colleague that got downsized. Or what if it snows 6 inches on Christmas Day? Is that good news? Well, yeah, I think it would be for me, and it might be for you, if I've already done all the grocery shopping I need for a few days. But that's not necessarily good news for the police and the Department of Transportation and people who have to leave their family to scrape and salt the roads. Or for the person who steps on an ornament, needs 3 or 4 stitches, has to drive to the emergency room on the dangerous roads. Because there's hardly anything that's good news for all people. And this is certainly how most folks think and feel about, say, political elections or border disputes or the wars going on in our world or even conversations going on college campuses. But the text says that the angel declares Jesus' birth is good news of great joy for all people. This is something Nelson Mandela brought to the attention of the entire world in the final years of his life. Some of you know about him. He was imprisoned in South Africa for 27 years, but then he rose from prisoner to president, leading and healing his nation from 1994 to 1999. And in the final months of his life, speaking in front of a group of thousands of folks, I think it was on an Easter, he said, quote, "The good news is that our Messiah chose not one race, chose not one country, chose not one language, chose not one tribe, but chose all of humankind." Good news, great joy, all people. All people. Now, if you think about that, that means, among other things, that if you are experiencing good things this Christmas, the joy of Christmas music and lights and the decorations and the food, if you're enjoying deeper friendships or extra family time, if you have this sense of human dignity and worth, if you have a richer purpose, if you have hope for life after you die, if you have a peace that passes understanding, then you ought to thank Jesus right now. Because all of those things, if you think about them, they're almost for sure rooted in Jesus' birth and life and teachings. Jesus' birth is good news for everyone this season whose heart is filled with blessing and happiness. But also, it's good news of great joy for those who are brokenhearted. Maybe you're having financial problems this year. Maybe you're trying to find a job or the right job, or you're afraid of losing your home, or you can't pay your bills. If that's you, then Jesus' birth is actually, just on a practical level, good news of great joy, because a huge part of Jesus' teaching on this earth was about sharing resources with those in need and about establishing a community of people, a church that rallies around people in all kinds of need, including and often and largely financial need. And so if you're having financial problems, the birth of Jesus is very good news for you this season. Now, maybe you don't have financial challenges, but maybe you have family challenges. Maybe your family is not perfect. Sociologists actually say that on average, every family has at least one poorly adjusted, growth-challenged pain in the neck. And so if you look around your table or your friendship circle this week and next, and if you can't figure out who it is, it might be you. Seriously, though, maybe family is kind of a complicated word for you this season. Maybe there's some brokenness or disappointment around that word. And if so, then you have to know this Christmas that Jesus understands. Jesus had a family, and they did not always understand him very well. They didn't stand behind him always very well. Jesus understands. Or maybe you're feeling lonely. Christmas time can sometimes make it harder because it reminds us of how alone we are. Well, Jesus knows all about being alone. Read his biographies. He often felt alone, and he says he will always be with you, even when you feel alone. And so Jesus is good news for lonely people. Or maybe you're worried about your physical health this time of year, something that you can't do or can't have because of your body. Maybe it's aging or just a diagnosis from the doctor that's not real good. Or maybe you aren't loving this Christmas season because you know that there's an empty place this year that hasn't been empty before because maybe you've lost a loved one. And so it's going to be a real obvious loss this year. Well, I just want you to know that Jesus is especially close to the brokenhearted. The Bible says that Jesus actually came for bruised and broken people, and he's at his best when brokenness is at its worst. TNC, Jesus' birth 2023 years ago is good news of great joy for all people. And this stands in contrast to almost every other promise you'll hear this Christmas. From a politician or a prosperity preacher or an internet pop-up, there was an advertisement that came on before I watched a YouTube clip some time ago. It was for a company that sells bread, and it went something like this. It said, "This holiday season at," the name of the bread company, "try our new herbed Fontina grilled cheese sandwich with 6 delectable cheeses. It's a sandwich that will bring you comfort and joy this holiday season." That's right, that is what they said, that this sandwich will bring you comfort and joy this season. Not Jesus' birth, but a sandwich. Well, I'm pretty sure that that's not true, because only one thing is good news of great joy for all people, and that's that 2023 years ago in the city of David, a Savior was born, and he is Christ the Lord. Last month, I came across a poem of Walt Whitman's. I'd never read it, but it was deeply powerful to me, and so I actually dog-eared the page, and I read it for several days in a row, and then I copied it into the notes on my phone, and I would read it and read it and read it. Then I copied it into the notes on a computer document. Walt Whitman was an American poet, essayist, journalist. He's considered one of the most influential poets in American history. And the poem is called, "Finally Comes the Poet." It goes like this. "After the seas are all crossed," and they seem already crossed, "after the great captains and engineers have accomplished their work, after the noble inventors, after the scientists, the chemists, the geologists, the ethnologists, finally shall come the poet worthy of that name. The true Son of God shall come and come singing his songs." Singing his songs, singing his songs. And I just thought when I read it, I think about it now, what song is the great poet singing this Christmas? What does the ultimate poet sing this season to you and to me? Because he comes singing his songs. Maybe his song is, "You are my beloved. I've come to you. And I am presently preparing a place for you so that you'll know that for all eternity, you'll have a home with me." Maybe he's just singing of good news, of great joy for all people. Well, I'm no Walt Whitman, but I do want to end now with another little rhyme riff poem of my own to remind us that the birth of Jesus is good news for you and for me and for every person that you see. It's good news for students who study and students who cram, for sports fans, movie buffs, and those who just love Instagram. It's good news for the rich and the poor, for those who are content and those who just want more. It's good news for drunks and punks and flunks and people who blow chunks. It's good news for the arrogant and the humble, for the shy and the rough and tumble. It's good news for children, women, and men. It's good news for people who need to be forgiven again and again and again. It's good news for the married and the single on a date. It's good news for families of 2, 4, 6, or 8. It's good news for countries, cities, and states. It's good news for hearts that rejoice and hearts that break. It's good news because there's a God who's here. He's a God of 200 billion galaxies and an expanding universe, but he's also the God of this blue dot, third rock from the sun. And his mercies are still new every morning, and his grace is still sufficient to cover our failings, and his wisdom is still greater than any human confusion. His promises will never fail, because the tomb is still empty and the Holy Spirit is still moving in the minds and in the hearts of human beings. And that is why in this world, TNC, as 2023 comes to a close, there remains good news of great joy for all people. For all those years ago, in the town of David, a Savior was born to you and to me, and he is Christ the Lord. And so, TNC, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.